It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So top three stories here for you are starting off with Brittany Griner being freed. There's a lot of Republicans have actually been pretty vocal about this, and they're not just Republicans, some independents and stuff too, that this was an egregious prisoner swap. It's hard to say that. I mean, we're getting American. No matter what, we're getting an innocent American back, right? So you don't want to say it's like an egregious. But at the same time, their argument is, we have another prisoner who we've been trying to get out for years, who's been in prison already for a few years, who's innocent, and he's a veteran. And instead of getting him on a prisoner swap, we got a celebrity basketball player who did indeed bring illegal drugs into the country, you know, who actually did something wrong. Does she deserve 9 years in prison for it? No, absolutely not. Nobody's saying that. But she did do something wrong. She brought drugs into the country. And the veteran who's there didn't. He was just traveling. So I didn't mean that too. So yeah, I do want to bring this up. I said not just Republicans. And I said independents. I didn't mean just independents and Republicans only. I said Republicans, and then I said not just Republicans, but innocent, but independents as well. I meant also Democrats. Basically, there's people from all spectrums who are saying this isn't right. She brought illegal drugs into the country. She doesn't deserve 9 years, but she did do something guilty. We have a veteran who didn't do anything guilty, who is sitting in prison over there right now, and we got the prisoner swap for her instead of him. And the person we swapped for was a guy who was labeled the merchant of death, an arms dealer. So like a bad guy, like they got a bad guy back and we got a celebrity basketball player. It's like, oh boy, you know, it's rough. So right there. So then let's see here. If you'd like to weigh in on that, give us a call or text. Oh, the other top three stories. House passes the historic marriage equality bill. This is the one that the Senate passed, that basically recognizes same-sex marriages and interracial marriages no matter where you go in the United States. And then finally, the FDA has authorized the COVID Omicron vaccine for children under the age of 5, as young as 6 months old. So we talked about that a little bit last hour as well. Now, this... yeah, good point there, too. I didn't even bring that part up. I'll bring it up. The texter says... she's not just a basketball player. She's a basketball player who doesn't even like this country. She has done some of that. Yes, absolutely. Then, and that's one of the things that a lot of people are upset about. We left the Marine behind for an American basketball player. But this is what I mentioned before when I was talking about this, is we have to remember, like, we have to remember that the swap with Brittany Griner is going to get a lot more publicity. It's going to get a lot more attention than if we had that veteran swapped for the Merchant of Death. And right now, unfortunately, the way politics is, it's about perception, it's about poll points and things like that. Even though there's a lot of people upset about it, like as a texter pointed out, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, it's still good. It's still probably going to be bonus points for the president to have this happen. So it comes down to. Then we see here, and I bet the veteran didn't hide in the locker room during the national anthem, but the USA is going to save her before someone who appreciates our country does. A smart negotiator would have gotten both out of prison in Russia. The administration got slam dunked. And that was, well, they've been trying to do that. If you remember, they were trying to say, look, we're going to give you back the merchant of death. This guy's done a lot of bad to around the world and against American interest. But we need Brittany Griner and we need the veteran. I went blank on his name, by the way. But we need both of those two individuals. And they refused to do it. We've been negotiating with it forever. And they said, no, it's a one-for-one swap only. So they've been trying to negotiate this for about 6 months, trying to get both of them for the merchant of death. And then at one point they said, okay, fine, we'll give you the merchant of death and we'll give you somebody. And there was somebody else they threw in. They said, no, we're not doing that. And so they, for some reason, I don't know, they weren't able to get it done. The negotiators weren't. So it's very disappointing, no doubt. Governor DeSantis, I saw this. So the Hurricane Ian emergency had we're trying to get emergency funds to help repair and rebuild from Hurricane Ian, right? And the FEMA basically denied $25 million in emergency funds for Hurricane Ian recovery. And Governor DeSantis comes out, says, we're not going to take no for an answer. We want to cut bureaucracy. So then he went ahead and basically had the Florida Disaster Fund, that's not affiliated with FEMA, just try to raise money for Hurricane Ian. It was just announced yesterday or earlier this week that the Florida Disaster Fund raised $59.2 million for Hurricane Ian emergency relief. So, yeah. Now, the state of Florida provided $25 million, and then generous donors, $35.2 million. So, they got denied $25 million from FEMA, ended up raising $59.2 million. This is one of these examples that I say when people criticize Governor DeSantis and saying he's a terrible governor. I'm like, no, it's situations like this that I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that he did in his first year, even that impressed me. And I went, oh, this guy might be a better governor than I thought he would be. And I think it's stuff like this is why a lot of people are wanting him to stop being governor and become president instead. But then there's others who go, no, don't leave. Not until your second term's done. So, but that's a good leadership example right there. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Still a small patch of traffic on I-10 eastbound right near mile marker 60. This is going to be near exit 53 on the Alabama side, close to the Alabama-Florida border. Again, eastbound direction, it is clearing up, but definitely still seeing a small patch of traffic. Seeing slowdowns on Pine Forest is going to be north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions. Some spotty traffic on Davis Highway. That's going to be near the interstate heading northbound as well. Northbound as you are getting closer to the Airport Boulevard intersection. And lastly, our everyday afternoon slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You're going to see those slowdowns on Highway 90 on the bridge due to construction and starting to see some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound near the Avalon Boulevard exit. As you are getting closer to the exit. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
One more text here about Brittany Griner. Let's face the facts. Brittany Griner broke another country's laws. Who are we, the government, to go and rescue a civilian who took risks, broke a law, and got caught? We owe our military personnel to prioritize them first as government employees, active duty or not. And that is in response to the criticisms that we got Brittany Griner in exchange for the merchant of death instead of a veteran who's already been in jail for 3 or 4 years, who's been innocent, who's just traveling in the country. And so, yeah, I agree. I mean, because she broke a law. And was her punishment deserving? Well, that's not for us to judge. It's not our country, right? And so, whereas we got an innocent veteran who's done nothing wrong. They accused him of spying with no evidence. And so he's done nothing wrong. And yet he's in jail for 3 years. I mean, he's already been in jail for 3 years, and we could have gotten him. It's just sad. I do want to bring this up. Ashley Moody bringing out a warning for you and me. She, a consumer alert that was actually issued by AARP, and she's just bringing awareness to it. AARP issued a warning about Google Voice scams. Said if you're using online platforms to post an item for sale or asking help to find a lost pet or anything like that, include your then you include your phone numbers. If you include your phone number, you are becoming a target for scammers. They said the fraudster will call you, pretend like they're interested, but say they want to first verify that you aren't a scammer. They tell you about a verification code from their Google Voice sent to you and ask you to read it back. But what's going on? So I had this happen to me just a couple months ago, by the way. AARP explains, but what's really happening is the fraudster is setting up a Google Voice account in your name. And then they will go on and perpetrate scams pretending to be the person whose identity they stole. It's difficult for law enforcement to identify the actual scammer now because they're using real people's names and phone numbers to perpetrate the fraud. In other words, hey, I'm interested, but I need to verify that you're a real person. So I'm going to give you a Google Voice code. I just need to verify it. And so you get a text on your phone and you tell them, yeah, I got this code. The code is, 1234. And they go, okay, thank you. And then, so then what happens? Then they're going, okay, now what? And also you don't hear from them. Also, they're not interested in your product anymore. And you're like, oh man, what's going on? Well, what happened was they set up a Google Voice account. They needed to verify the phone number. So they had to text into the phone number. So like I said, this happened to me a while ago, a few months ago. Somebody did this. I didn't know there was a scam going on out there. And they said, I need to send a verification code out to you from my Google Voice. And I was like, okay, fine. Well, the thing is my cell phone's already attached to a Google Voice number. So when they tried to do that, I wasn't getting any notification. I go, I'm not getting a notification. You got to send me something. And they're like, I did send it. I did request it. Well, you can't do it because my cell phone's already tied to another Google Voice number, so it wouldn't work. So otherwise, I would have been stuck. So anyway, if you're trying to sell something and somebody's saying they need a Google verification code, tell them to send you $50 first. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Be sure to download our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. You can listen to this show on demand, Pep Talk with Jenna Barr and Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. And of course, you can listen to the live stream as well.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, I'm Joe Ford. Republicans criticizing the Biden administration for freeing a Russian arms dealer as part of a prisoner swap for WNBA star Brittany Griner. They include House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who called the deal a gift to Vladimir Putin that endangers American lives. A massive defense spending bill is now on the way to the Senate after passing the House, and one of the more controversial provisions requires the Pentagon to get rid of the COVID vaccine mandate for members of the military. We've been talking about that at length for the last week or so. It must happen within 30 days of the bill becoming law. Border Patrol agents in South Texas stopped a group today of more than 700 illegal immigrants that happened near a private ranch in the border town of Eagle Pass. They were mostly single men, and they were from Central and South America, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. And it's going to cost you more to get into the happiest place on earth, Disney World announcing that they are increasing prices for all four of its parks, ranging from $109 per day up to $189, with Magic Kingdom being the most expensive, Bobby.
Yeah, there you go. And like you said before, the real reason is because they know people will pay it, is what it comes down to. They could say inflation. They could say it's because they're expanding the parks. But the reality of it is, well, they get full lines all the time, no matter how much they raise their prices. They sell out all the time. So mm-hmm. I wonder what that cutoff is, because you know there's economists and that will figure out, well, if you raise your price, you know, $20, if you raise it $5, like they know this cutoff point where all of a sudden it becomes a diminishing return, where if you increase it too much, you're going to start losing money now because you have fewer. I wonder what that price is,
yeah.
Because you know it's not where it is right now, even with this new price increase.
No. Yeah. I mean, people will spend, you know, $200-$400 to go see a concert and, you know, sporting event and all types of stuff. I mean, I don't think we're anywhere close.
Yeah, probably not.
Especially
all right, let's
get traffic
on the fires. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, especially with, you know, what you said last hour is that they've been buying up more land to add even more attractions. Yeah. So,
yep, to buy even more attractions. So, yeah, they're going to be spending the money, which is good. And it's not just all going to their pocket, but yeah. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are looking good, and this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Our slowdowns on I-10 have cleared up in Alabama. This was due to an accident around mile marker 60. We are still seeing some slowdowns, though, in the eastbound direction on the other side of Pensacola as you're going towards Avalon Boulevard due to some slowdowns getting out of Pensacola heading towards Pace. So expect some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound at Avalon Boulevard and still seeing slowdowns on Highway 90 Bridge going eastbound due to construction. Other than that, we are looking good with just our typical delays on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is still slow moving near the Nature Preserve. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic update, again, is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Just call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, Paul Whelan, thank you very much. That was the name. I went blank on the veteran who is in a Russian jail right now. And so that's one. Anyway, Paul Whelan. So yeah, I appreciate that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Couple of texts here and then we'll get a quick break. Honey, let's max out the credit cards and go to Disney. Yeah, that is pretty much how it happens a lot. That is funny. M-I-C-K-E-Y. Give me all your money. Yeah, there's that too. All right, coming up here next, got an update on TikTok. We talked about it yesterday, how Representative Matt Gaetz wants to ban TikTok in the United States, but teenagers and 20-somethings say no way. Well, I got the latest update on TikTok coming up next. Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is, so with TikTok, the latest as it pertains to TikTok is that it's being sued by the state of Indiana, accused of targeting young teens with adult content. We mentioned yesterday, too, that South Dakota and I believe it was Maryland have both already voted to. They've already passed a bill that bans TikTok on government devices. Well, yesterday, as we were talking about this, Texas went ahead and voted to ban TikTok off of government devices as well. Frankly, shouldn't all government devices just have no social media? I don't know. I guess maybe they can, because you got your social media, your media personnel who need to post on behalf of blah, blah, blah. But
besides them.
Besides them, who? Yeah, nobody else would really need it, I don't think. So, yeah.
Hey, once I was a boogie singer, playing in a
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We can share. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. The 2022 Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade will roll at 5:30 in downtown Pensacola on Saturday. So be sure to check that out on Saturday at 5:30. So top three stories here for you. Brittany Griner has been freed from Russia during a prisoner swap with the guy labeled Merchant of Death. The House has passed the Historic Marriage Equality Act. Now they're sending it up to Biden to sign. This is the one that makes or recognizes same-sex marriages and interracial marriages throughout the United States. So you get married in one state where everything is legal and stuff, but then you move to another state where maybe it's not quite the same. Your marriage will still be recognized. Then FDA has authorized COVID Omicron vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. We've been talking a lot about the Brittany Griner prisoner swap. And a couple of stories here pertaining to that. One is, according to CNN, they were able to get a phone call with former U.S. Marine and current Russian prisoner Paul Whelan, who expressed great disappointment and surprise that the president didn't include him in the prisoner swap. So that's been the concern from both Republicans, independents, and Democrats. Now, I will say, earlier I said Republicans have come out speaking. I'm talking about Republican politicians. I haven't seen any Democrat politicians coming out and, I won't say blasting the deal, but being critical of this prisoner swap. As a lot of people are upset that we've prioritized a celebrity over a veteran. That's the gist of what everybody's upset about. Is if you're upset about it at all, it's, hey, why did you prioritize the celebrity over the veteran who served the country? I do like Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas. He posted this. This was not likely a simple choose him or her situation. But if it was, you choose the guy who served the country, Paul Whelan. We should get an explanation from this administration immediately. So he goes on and basically says, there's no reason not to give a more detailed explanation. I'm very happy Griner can come home, but we should get some explanation of the dynamics at play here and why a former Marine was not prioritized. So what we have heard now from the administration is they wanted more for Paul Whelan. They weren't willing to negotiate on friendly terms. As that's basically all they've really told us. Here's a text. Well, on a positive note, it's the first WNBA trade to make the news. That's funny because it's true. If Whelan were a black woman, and Griner a white man, Whelan would have been released instead. I know there's a lot of people who think that. I've seen those posts on social media like crazy. That is because she fits more the demographic that he's trying to go after as far as voters go than the other one. So now let's see if the celebrity basketball star gets back and see if she likes our country now. Well, and that's in reference to Brittany Griner has, you know, been known to kneel for the national anthem or stay in the locker room for the national anthem and things like that. Which brings me to the Babylon Bee. Somebody just sent this one in. I did not see this. They said, you've probably already seen this already because they know I follow the Babylon Bee a lot. And no, I did not see this. So I'm glad you sent it to me. Headline, Brittany Griner flees back to Russia in terror after seeing the American flag waving. Yeah, there you go. Oh, boy. Yeah, there you go. Text here, Biden got played, Russia won. They should have included both or nothing. Mr. Whelan deserves to come home. And then another one, if she kneels again during the national anthem, we should send her back for Whelan. You didn't say Whelan, but that's what you should have said. I added the for Whelan part. That's funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic on the fives is brought to you by Torkus and Causey Insurance Benefits. Throughout Pensacola, we are seeing slight delays on I-10. This is going to be, as you are moving off the Escambia Bay Bridge towards the Avalon Boulevard exit in the eastbound direction. Other than that, we're just seeing our typical afternoon slowdowns. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 bridge due to construction. Northbound on Davis Highway right near the interstate is slow moving. In between 9 Mile and I-10 on Pine Forest, also showing delays. And on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. And leaving Windhaven Beach towards Navarre, westbound direction on 98, expect some delays as well. If you see something else on the roads, call them with your traffic tip to 850-2626-111. It's open enrollment time, and it's time to get the most for your insurance. Just call Torgerson and Causey today at 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. We've got your CBS Sports Minute coming up here in a second. First, let me give you your other sports news.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazon Prime Video. Las Vegas Raiders take on the Rams, and Baker Mayfield may end up starting for the Rams tonight. So we'll have to see what happens with that. NBA is on NBA TV, beginning with the Clippers against the Heat, followed by the Denver Nuggets against the Portland Trailblazers. Then NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Number 25 Ohio State plays Rutgers. Then on FS1 at 7, number 20 Iowa State plays Iowa. ESPN2 at 8 o'clock has Colorado State against Colorado. NHL hockey, Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting the Nashville Predators. Then in sports news, Congress, according to Congress's investigation into the Washington Commanders, Daniel Snyder contributed to Washington's toxic workplace. That's the owner of the Commanders. He contributed to Washington's toxic workplace, and he's the one who leaked the racist emails written by John Gruden years ago. The Atlanta Falcons reportedly plan to start rookie quarterback Desmond Ridder in place of Marcus Mariota, and former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett is a finalist for the Stanford job. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. If you want to know where college football is with the transfer portal, just look at quarterback Drake May. The North Carolina star thrilled fans by announcing he's coming back for his junior season. Not because he turned down the NFL draft. Sophomore star isn't even eligible for that because he said no to the transfer portal. In the old days, there would have been no doubt. Of course he would stay. But now every player is being recruited at all times, no matter what the situation. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you, saving you hundreds, even thousands, with Inflation Buster. For example, if you lock a 7% rate today, you'll only pay 6% for a year. That means more road trips, more date nights, more front row seats, every month for a year. And your rate is secured for 30 years. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. More home upgrades, more rainy day funds, more cash in your pocket. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving. That's 833-7-ROCKET or go to inflationbuster.com.
For fees covered rate like date requirements and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. By the way, tomorrow morning is the next round of the FIFA World Cup. So tomorrow morning, you got Croatia playing Brazil, and then the Netherlands playing Argentina. Both of those games will be on Fox. Senator Rick Scott from here in the state of Florida praising Elon Musk for the release of the Hunter Biden Twitter files, they're calling it now, right? And saying that in an interview, it sure sounds like social media works for the Biden administration. Whatever the Biden administration says, I mean, this is basically stopping freedom of speech. Well, the thing is a lot of these things that happened did not occur. I mean, they occurred, you know, before the Biden administration, even for one. But he says these social media companies have got to come clean with exactly what they're doing. I'm glad Elon Musk is doing that. I'm glad he's putting it out there. Speaking of Elon Musk taking over Twitter. So apparently he's added some sleeping areas for employees at Twitter, thinking, hey, you know what? I guess he's installed makeshift bedrooms in Twitter's headquarters, an efficient use of free space for employees who are truly dedicated, is what he was thinking. Like, you're really working hard on Twitter 2.0. You need a rest. We'll have some nice little areas, little sleeping areas that you can go to and get some sleep. And, well, guess what? San Francisco's mayor tweets out, wonder how much office can be converted to bedrooms before it runs afoul of San Francisco code, or at least requires a permit and inspections. The answer is zero. But then I never covertly converted office to a residential before. I don't see the permits for 1355 Market Street. And then he tagged the San Francisco Planning Committee, to which they responded, thank you for your inquiry. This issue has been reported to the Department of Building Inspection. Your posting has been noted as a service request. Oh, what? So, layman's terms, somebody pointed out on Twitter that Elon Musk is creating sleeping areas for employees who are working extra hard, who might want to go down and lay down and sleep or something. And so now the city of San Francisco is like, whoa, you're converting sleeping areas? That sounds like a bedroom. I've never seen anybody convert an office to a bedroom before. If you're converting an office to a bedroom, you need to pay us money. I mean, you need to apply for permits. Yeah, they need to apply for permits and inspections, which means pay us money if you want to throw a bed inside an office. Are you kidding me with this? San Francisco, man. San Francisco. And these Californians who created this environment are moving to states all over the country, including Florida. We got, woo, that's some craziness right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then we'll also have your top stories on foxnews.com. Bobby's Brain Teases and more right here on News Radio 92.3. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Oh, Bobby, you were talking a couple segments ago about the TikTok and how a lot of states are joining in on this state government-issued device ban. Texas was yesterday. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt now saying that state government-issued devices, cell phones, computers, are also banned from having TikTok. Scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. U.S. House Committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder today. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees. A big difference on when different political parties decided to vote in Georgia's Senate runoff election. 57% of voters who cast ballots on Tuesday did so for Herschel Walker. The early voting period was dominated by Raphael Warnock, 58% of the vote there. And a rapper based in Los Angeles is going to jail for 6 years after committing COVID fraud and bragging about it in a music video. Fontrell Baines, who goes by the stage name Nuke Bizzle, legally obtained over $700,000 by exploiting pandemic unemployment benefits. And in his music video, Baines can be seen holding up a stack of envelopes from the California Employment Development Department.
Oh, my goodness. All right. That's a new one. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get, Gracie's on the phone, so we're going to wait a second for our traffic on the fives. But coming up here in a minute, we'll get your top stories on foxnews.com. And one of them right here was Weingartner. So it goes to one of the top three stories. Weingartner slammed for tweet highlighting Brittany Griner's race and sexuality after her release. So this is the a teacher's union boss, Randy Weingarten. Apparently, she tweeted out something along the lines of how Brittany Griner is a gay black woman. And so people are questioning, like, why did you bring up her race and her sexuality? Why was that even necessary? Well, as we've had quite a few texts have brought it up, that they believe that the reason why the Biden administration prioritized her over the white guy, Paul Whelan, is because we know the Biden administration sees race and color and sexuality, and they prioritize that. They put people in positions of power based on that as the first qualification, not based on past history or past experience or anything like that. So they've had a history of doing that. That's probably why she brought that up. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Still seeing extremely slow moving traffic as you are getting on off of I-10 onto Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction. You're going to see some slow moving traffic. This is always a slow moving area, as well as we do have a small accident at mile marker 20 right in this area that's still causing some delays, as well as the typical slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge in the eastbound direction due to construction. See something else on the road slowing you down? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, yeah, we were talking about Governor DeSantis' leadership. My neighbors moved here from New York and said that DeSantis has got to go. I'm telling you, this guy's shown some really impressive leadership chops over the years. As far as what he's done in the state and accomplished for both the environment as well as the economy and things like that. Some of the other top stories on FoxNews.com. Dems abruptly cancel hearing where Elon Musk was scheduled to appear, and Backstreet Boys singer accused of a horrific crime, Nick Carter, accused of raping an autistic fan in a new lawsuit. Oh my goodness. That's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
African gray parrots are the best species at learning human sounds. They can have a repertoire of about 60 human words. African gray parrots. The first player ever drafted in the NFL never played in a game because of a contract holdout. Jay Berwanger was taken as the first pick in the draft in 1936 by the Philadelphia Eagles, but they refused to pay him a $15,000 salary. He held out and never ended up playing. The Sahara Desert is bigger than the entire continental United States. The Sahara is about 3.6 million square miles. The continental United States is 3 million miles. And when Pluto was discovered, some of the potential names were Minerva, Zeus, Atlas, Persephone, and Kronos. Pluto was suggested by an 11-year-old girl in England, and that was when it was finally named, of course. And finally, Thousand Island dressing is actually called American sauce in Germany. That's right. You get some American sauce. That's kind of funny. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, boy. Traffic is stuck over there at the Avalon exit.